Well, personally, I really believe we're going to have a safe government with John and Sarah in there, and I don't see any of that in Barack, not one thing. It's like, you know, the old song, Smiling Faces, and that's what I see him on television. That's the worst part I don't like about him, is he just seems so invisible, and John and Sarah seem so strong, and I know if...
The theme that I hear is that what you value very much in your leadership is security and strength. And I don't think you're alone in that. So when you find yourself talking with other people who hold a different view on who they're choosing, is it difficult or is it fairly easy to dialogue with them and explain your position and be heard?
Extremely difficult. And the thought of security and strength never seems to come up. I talk about my sister-in-law in Seattle. I mean, she never talks about security and strength. And of course, nothing is ever mentioned about religion. I'm not a real strong religious man. But that never, ever comes up from any of my Democratic friends. And I just wonder, what do they think? What are we doing here? And they say, well, we shouldn't be all in all these wars. And I said, well, what happened at Pearl Harbor? That's huge. And the bombing at when the airplane flew into the buildings. He says, you know, who do you think stopped all that? We haven't had any problems since. That's strength. Where would those people be?
So you were saying that your sister, when you're discussing with family members, sometimes it's really hard to discuss things like religion or the religious aspects of your decision and faith stuff.
Because I took a stand on abortion with Sarah. That's pretty strong. It's pretty strong for me because I've been through that. And my sister-in-law, she says, Michael, how can you be so strong on that topic with Sarah when, you know, and she says, if with rape and incest, that they're going to have children and she's not going to say you can't do that. My best friend for about 35 years, artist friend of mine. We've been through everything. We traveled together. I mean, he was my mentor for years and years and years until this election. We can't even talk anymore. And I have these paintings all over my house and I want to take them down because I can't stand his values. And then we've never argued. We've never had a crossword. Never. And we can't even be in the same building together because I just can't stand this. What the liberal side thinks about, which is the health care. I don't believe Barack Obama is going to give us any kind of health care. I just don't believe that's going to happen, especially with this big bailout that just happened. Where's the money going to come from? It's going to come from you and me. We're going to have higher taxes.
So you've had a very good friendship of yours fractured.
Totally.
Because you guys don't see eye to eye.
Oh, and we're like this. And we've been such good friends, we just never talked about it. But now if he mentions it, I'm all over him like a cheap suit.
So how could you envision a way that could be reconciled? Where you guys could have opposing views but still be able to talk and value each other's positions?
If the GOP wins. Otherwise he's going to rub it into me for life.
Michael, thank you. That was perfect. I really appreciate your time tonight. I hope you have a very safe trip in your travels.
You too.
Thank you so much.